In the 18th century, India had been overtaken by the British. One old, experienced person who had seen life and the highs and the lows of life, he says, "Welcome to you, our deeds, welcome to you." The hadith says that I am the king and I am the king of kings and the hearts of kings are in my hands. When people obey me, they listen to me, then I turn the hearts of the kings and the rulers with favor, compassion and love towards the subjects. But if they disobey me, they disregard me, then I turn their hearts with aggression, oppression and cruelty towards people. So when you see difficulties coming your way, then don't waste your time cursing the rulers. Don't spend your time in cursing any particular nation. What you need to do is you correct yourself. Like this old man, he says, "Welcome, our deeds. This is, you've come here, you, our enemy, the enemy of Islam, you have come into this land and you have overtaken us. But really, you are symbolic of our actions. Our actions have turned to the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala and you have come to rule over us as a result of our actions being wrong. But the moment we change, things will change for us." And the change will come overnight. Just within seconds the change can come. In Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh were worried about the Kaaba Sharif. But the decision of Allah Ta'ala came within a moment. Within a moment, and those birds came and they ravaged the entire army of Abraha. One moment. The Bani Israel, they were worried about Fir'aun and their might and their power and their glory. And within a moment, Allah Ta'ala drowned all of them. So in both cases, if you look at the Quraysh, then you look at the Bani Israel, they didn't need to build up an unformidable army and get up all the type of arms and ammunitions, get involved in cheap politics and all that. They didn't need to do that. All they needed to do is to listen to the Nabi of the time. They listened to Musa alayhi salam, and within a second, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. So what the Ummah requires now is that they have left the emulating of the Nabi. And they've left the emulating of the Nabi. Now, when they're getting hiding, then they're swearing this person here, shouting here, slogans and protests and marches and whatever else. So that slogan, that marches, that protest, is not going to take them anywhere. The enemies will really understand how to manipulate you. Alright, one way perhaps wasn't the better way, they learned ways how to manipulate you, how to turn you, how to get you involved in inner bickering, inner fighting, break you up. And they'll only be pleased until you begin to become like them. They will turn you around, turn you around, and until you are turned so much that you become like them, they will never be complacent. So the only way out you've got is to listen to Allah Ta'ala. Listen to Him and He will turn things around. He turned it around for the Bani Israel. They were weak people, helpless people, defenseless people, and He turned things around for them. He turned things around for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. They were also defenseless. They went up to the Kaaba Sharif and cried to Allah Ta'ala, "We are defenseless people, O Allah Ta'ala. We don't have anything to challenge these people. We are defenseless." And Allah came to the rescue. So what we need now is we need to examine what are the reasons that is stopping the help of Allah Ta'ala. And each person needs to look within himself. There is something within us that is obstructing Allah Ta'ala's assistance. Once that obstruction is gone, then nothing will stop the help of Allah Ta'ala to come to our rescue and to our help. There are some things that are coming on the road, some blockages that are coming. So we are looking at these people coming in, sometimes shouting at America, then you're shouting about the Jews, shouting about this person here and that person, whoever else. And then we'll curse them. I don't say we are wrong in doing that. But we're not examining the real reasons. What's the real reason? What's the actual reason? If, for example, America moved away from the road, you're still going to catch it. You don't change your ways, you're still going to catch it. Alright, someone came, some teacher came, and everybody objected to the teacher. The teacher is very cruel. So the school replaced the teacher. Now the new teacher that came in, he sees that the class is very, very rude, very, very aggressive, and very, very unruly. He's going to also hit them, he's also going to beat them. This person is replaced, but the person that is coming in, he's also going to beat them up. So the same happens to this ummah, that you are going to ask for that person to be destroyed. Who's going to be replacing you? He's also going to do the same thing. He's going to crush you again. He's going to break you again. You'll be downtrodden again. So the only way for that class to be respected and to be liked and loved is to become ruly. You become obedient, listen to the rules and the regulation of the school, and you will get the favor of the school. But now you are shouting at the teacher, protesting and marching and all that. Alright, we'll remove the teacher, we'll take him out, we'll replace him. Then what you've achieved? You didn't achieve anything. Yes, you need to correct yourself. You correct yourself, the whole school will be working in your favor. And that's within minutes, just within minutes. You just change it and you see how Allah Ta'ala will turn things around for you. لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. He doesn't change the plight of a people until they don't change themselves. So one is to talk about this globally, right? Globally. And one is to talk about the same topic locally. So globally, alright, what we can do is make dua for them. Whichever Muslim, whichever brother, whichever person, whichever part of the globe he is, and he is under some oppression, some cruelty, we make dua for him. But we don't just leave it to that point. We will try an effort that is local, within ourselves, within our reach, within our environment. What can we do? How much can we do? How much can we access? What we can access, we must do. To the level we can, we must do. Dawud alayhi salam had gone against Jalut, right? Now, Jalut is a very, very powerful army, very, very powerful army. And Dawud alayhi salam is about 13 years of age. So he takes some stones, right? And he strikes him. Jalut tells him, what do you think? I'm a dog, you're picking up stones for me. He said, yeah, he was than a dog. And this one stone was enough to kill him, put him away. This one stone, ordinary simple stone, and it was enough to put him away. So what was that? He had the help of Allah Ta'ala. So locally, what we need to do is we need to see how can we secure Allah Ta'ala's help. Individually, locally, each person, he needs to see within his reach how much he can do. One is you working globally, alright, that's a Tabligh Jamaat effort or other effort. And one is we need to examine within ourselves what can we do locally, how much can we do. In the Bani Israel, it's a long story, but I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of the story, just the end part of the story. When Bal'am Ba'ura was cursed and his tongue lolled out, like how a dog's tongue will loll out, his tongue also lolled out. So And he saw now that whatever he's making dua for, what he's asking for, and he's intending for, the opposite words are coming out. He's asking for the destruction of the Bani Israel, of the Amalika. He's asking for the destruction of Musa alayhi salam. And the words that are coming out from his tongue is the destruction for the Amalika, not the Bani Israel. So he's making dua for the against the Bani Israel, and the duas are working out against his own people. So he saw that he's not under his control, things are working out in reverse, everything is going upside down for him. So he says, see, I took the bribe from your people to make dua against your enemy. But your enemy, your so-called enemy, is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. So this curse is not working against them, it's working against yourselves. So when the curse is working against yourself now, there's no way that you can gain anything here. But let me show you one way where you can cause some problems for them. Where you can cause problems for them. So he says, what you do is, you decorate your streets with your women. Let them put the best garb, the best garments, tight-fitting, body-hugging, that type of clothing, and let them just go around. The Bani Israel, it's long since that they have left their homes. And like this, young girls, and they are parading, gallivanting the streets with that type of garments, you know, they're beautified, and they're out there for the kill. So it's very likely that the Bani Israel will be tempted for your girls, because they're out of home, so long they haven't seen anything, and they are seeing these girls here, so they'll be tempted. And here you give instruction to your woman that you mustn't resist anything. If they tempt you, then you must just agree, just go with the temptation, just move with the temptation, move with the flow. Anyway, they laid the whole streets, they filled the streets with their women, beautified them, adorned them, with the instruction that if you are tempted, then you must just accept, just move. The Nabi of the time warned them by, this is a test, you people rather remain very alert. Otherwise the consequences will be very bad. But no, they won't listen. They got tempted. And they got involved in zina, whatever else they got involved. The Nabi warned them repeatedly by, don't do this, don't get into it. There were a few individuals, they committed that wrong. As a result, a plague broke out in the Bani Israel, which took away the lives of approximately 70,000 people. Now, look at it in retrospect. Right? The enemy has seen that they can't get us. Right? They can't get us. So, they had unclothed their own woman. Right? They unclothed their own woman. They littered them in the universities, in the schools, in the colleges, in the streets, in the bazaars, in the malls. The litter of these girls are there all. They fill them up. And they've been trained up, these girls have been trained up in such a way, you mustn't resist. If they tempt you, then you must move with the temptation. Move the flow. Don't hold back. Just move. One incident took place in the Bani Israel, resulted in the death of 70,000 people. Yeah, how it's happening in schools, in universities, in colleges, in working places, in the streets, in malls, in bazaars. Can we resist those temptations? As an ummah, as a Muslim ummah, are we resisting those temptations? So that azab will come, that stick will come. It came to them in the form of a plague. It will come here in some other form, but it will come. There it came in the form of a plague, wiped out 70,000 one shot. So it came to them in one form, and nothing stops that punishment to come to this ummah as well, but it may come in a different form. It will come, and definitely it will come. And it will come in a different shape, in a different form it will come. So the only sensible thing for this ummah is then each person, what he can do within himself, within his reach, he must correct himself. People that he can influence, his children, his subordinates, his friends, his circle, whatever he can influence, he must do that much. Allah Ta'ala will take mercy on you in proportion to how much you are doing. You could do this much, you did that much, Allah Ta'ala will treat you accordingly. Like how you find in the ummahs in the past, people of Aad, people of Thamud, Lut, alayhi salam, when the azab was decided, decreed to come to them, then Allah Ta'ala had asked that Nabi that you move out. فَأَسْرِي بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ. Some portion you move out, because we are going to send a punishment to them. You take away the Muslims at some portion. Some portion you take them out of the night or day, whatever. You move them out of this place here. Because we are going to visit them with a punishment. So that people that were believing, that were righteous, and that engage in all what they're supposed to be engaging, Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, etc., they went aside. When they went away, they were separated, the punishment descended straight. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارٍ جَاثِمِينَ كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنُوا فِيهَا. They, by the morning, they were found crouching on the heels, crouching on the knees. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارٍ جَاثِمِينَ. All dead, finished. كَأَلَّمْ يَغْنُوا فِيهَا. As though they never exist here. They never flourish in these towns. So, what we can do, we should be doing. How much we can, we must do. The rest of it, leave it to Allah Ta'ala. But we have the attitude that nobody is doing, why must we do? So, when the stick will come, it will come to everybody. So what we should do is those who we can influence from the wrong. He's doing wrong, he's seeing wrong things, he's interacting with wrong people, he's conducting himself incorrectly. So we try and encourage him into the right, discourage him from the wrong. How much we can do to the extent what we can do, we must do. Our children, our friends, our families, don't we encourage them in business? Don't we encourage them with good ideas? We encourage them. Don't we invite them to dawahs and invites? We invite them in all these things here. So can't we invite them on this as well? So to that extent that we could manage, we would try it. And then the rest of it, leave it to Allah Ta'ala, make dua for them. So we look at the asbab, at the means, at the avenues and the reasons why this azab is coming. Look at the reasons why the azab is coming and then block that off. You block that off, at least to some extent you will block off the azab. But the same idea, if it flows and everybody begins to practice it, every person, every ummati, then how much of the azab he will be able to eliminate and eradicate? Like I said, when Allah Ta'ala word, in a flash of a moment he helped the Quraysh out. They had no assistance. In a flash of the moment, inna lamudrakun. They said, no, we'll be overtaken just now. Kalla inna rabbi, inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. And Musa said, no, Allah is with me. He will take a wake out for me. So, when you in that crucial moment, Allah will take out away for you. But that is provided you stay with that Nabi. They stayed with the Nabi, they followed the Nabi, and Allah took out the way for them. So all we need to do is just stay with the Nabi. What he wants us to do, we just stay accordingly. We'll stay, and how Allah Pak had saved them, Allah Pak will save us as well. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.